Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear a radio report about the London stock market. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Hello, I'm Jane Bowen with our regular Friday look at the week just finished on the London stock market. The general picture is pretty mixed. Shares in the major banks are trading down, while mining companies have surprised analysts with a small rise. Overall, it's been a week of considerable movement, with the highest level reached at the close 2 days ago and a sharp fall yesterday. A strong recovery saw most of those losses being made up today, but the closing figure still fell short of Wednesday's. Now, here's Charles Wrighton with some company news.
Thanks, Jane. And first, clothing retailer Brownlow. Having finally found a buyer for their loss-making sports footwear subsidiary Highform, they've rejected a takeover bid from a leading French retail chain, which has been looking to buy into the British market for some time. This activity has moved Brownlow's shares up by 20% to 96 pence. There's a lot of interest in the LEC Energy Group, which recently bought West Wales Electricity. To the relief of West Wales managers, LEC haven't brought in their own people to run the company. Despite predicted job cuts of something like a third of the engineering staff, no announcement has been made. And indeed, LEC's comprehensive training scheme has been open to all grades of staff in West Wales. Back to you, Jane.
We've had a number of emails from investors asking what to do with their shares in gas and electricity companies after their consistently poor performance recently. Many of you might be thinking of getting rid of yours as quickly as possible. But financial experts are fairly optimistic about the outlook for the power sector, and investors may do better to see what happens over the next few months. With so many other investors deciding to cut their losses and sell now, interest in this sector may increase, and that, of course, would push share prices up. Pharmaceutical companies have done well today. Recently, we've seen several periods of rapid expansion in this sector, only for it to be overtaken a short time later by the strong financial institutions. But I actually think the recent performances of pharmaceuticals companies has hidden a steep drop in the share prices of many other companies. All other sectors have lost considerable amounts, but this simply has not been reflected in the overall value of the market, because pharmaceuticals companies are keeping the value high. Looking next at the sectors whose troubles have been in the news recently. Supermarkets, having suffered a downturn in business for over a year, at last have some reason for optimism. The leisure industry, which has suffered even more than supermarkets, is also showing signs of a turnaround. The same cannot be said of the building sector, though, which expects little relief for at least another 6 months. Charles.
One company in the news is Freewaves, which owns a chain of internet cafes. Like other new companies, Freewaves has tended to pay low dividends to investors, preferring to reinvest profits in research and development. Although Freewaves was able to turn in a healthy profit in the first quarter, taking everyone by surprise, the company has now declared operating losses, close to £1 million. This, of course, will make shareholders think about whether to keep their shares. And news from Simpsons, the big retail group. For years, Simpsons have been acquiring other chains, giving them a strong market position. And they now sell everything from makeup to computers. But today, Simpsons announced that they are to consolidate their three home improvement chains into one, under the Fresca name.
Now for the figures. At the close of
the... Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. That is the end of the test.